This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Hey, they haven't found anybody else, so we're still here.
Still gainfully employed. Is it me or no? Okay, there we go.
What happened?
I don't know. My hearing's going. It's fine.
You need the test?
No.
Raise your hand if you hear this. Boop. Boop. Beep. Can't get any higher than that. Wait a minute. See, you shouldn't have heard that one. That's only the one dogs can hear. The dogs are raising their paws out there in the audience. All right, 866-285-4005. It's a phone number.
Weird start, okay.
Raise your hand.
I don't think I could pass one of those.
Right, I now. Love a hearing test.
There you go.
It's one of the best tests of all. There you go. Well, that's a crypto mine. That's not a hearing test. But yeah, that's a... Which ear did you hear?
Heard that.
Which ear did you hear it
in? Both.
Raise your hand.
I got that stereo.
The corresponding ear. DQ still has her hearing because she hasn't been doing this as long as we have. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
DQ's not had a good day today.
Why not?
I've had a fine day.
What's really wrong?
What's wrong?
Well,
how do you know?
Well, because she has had two contradictory opinions on things that are incredibly straightforward.
Okay. Well, idiotic.
Yes, but that's what we invest in here. That's what we engineer here is idiotic.
Oh, well. Thank you for stopping by here on ESPN Arkansas and on hitthatline.com. The top story for this particular portion of the program involves scheduling. I know it must be June. It's time for schedule talk. Everybody gather around the oak panel, Philco.
Hold on.
Uncle Derek's going to...
Yes. All right, schedule talk.
Uncle Derek's going to drop some schedule talk on you, folks. Yes, from the people who brought you conference realignment, it's schedule talk on Ruskin and Zach. Hey, all right. No, but they're doing this thing this year with the SEC because, I don't know, a lot of people complained about not knowing what time the game is in football season until, 10 days before the game. So they have announced windows of when your game may occur this upcoming season. You've got a kickoff time for a couple of games, and then the rest of the games you've been given a window play in here. Like the early window is from 11 a.m. to noon Central Time.
Okay, as it has been since 1991.
Yes, these are pretty self-explanatory. There are four windows: early, afternoon, night, and then flex. Flex is the one I'll explain because it's got the most wiggle room. It could be between 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. is when the flex game could occur. All right, and Arkansas has been given one home night game on this schedule here. The LSU game will occur at night. That means it'll occur between 5 and 7 p.m. Central Time.
Is there an 11 a.m. to an 11 p.m. window?
that's the guy to come hook up your internet or whatever. That's his window.
Yeah.
We'll be here sometime between today. Yeah, Sasquatch gets it. Yeah, this is like the cable guy. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. They wonder why we cut the cord. We can't sit at our house all day hostage while you tell I kid. They've actually gotten the windows down to like 2 or 3 hours. It's much more manageable than it used to be. But that's the old joke, right? Is that you sit there all day and wait on the cable guy? We joke around about that, though. The home games, let's see here. Tennessee is a flex game. So that could be from 2:30 to 7 and 9. They've announced that the Texas game will be at 11 a.m.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Please do.
Why do I need to know this? Why not just tell me on Tuesday what time the game is?
Well, because they were doing it that
much to think
they
about.
Were doing it that way, and nobody liked it that way.
I liked it that way.
People like to know ahead of time how
but
much.
But they're not telling you anything.
Well, they've given you a window. It's like utilities. They've given you a window. You have until on these flex games. You may have until 2:30 to get drunk in the tailgate, or you may have until 7 to get drunk at the tailgate.
If they give you the 2:30 to 7 window, what is
flex.
The difference between an 11 and a 2 o'clock start? Nothing.
Well, it's either mimosas or you can actually, you know, get into the hard stuff.
Mimosas are way overrated. I think it's something that the ladies are drinking for the gram and that's it. You know, it looks cool. It's fine. Grossly overrated.
It's those things those guys in downtown Bentonville with mustaches drink on the weekends. You know, those mimosas and those guys.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, 11 a.m. for the Texas game. And I'm sure people will be upset about that because people want a night game for Texas because they want all day because, you know, they want to get drunk or whatever. But no, it's 11 a.m. game. Afternoon game. Now, we got to get used to this. The borderline rivalry game is on a Saturday now.
Mm.
They threw it off Friday.
Okay.
Because nobody, you know, because, you know, one school in that rivalry never holds up their end of the bargain. So
if only we had someone to ask about that.
I know.
Weird.
It's an afternoon game.
Okay.
It's an afternoon game on that Saturday. So they've got some of these out there and you can check them out. You forget until you see it like in, like the league sent it out by week. So they've got every game in a week on a piece of paper here. You forget, you know, with buys and then conference games, like how few games like you're actually like there's like six games a week. Sometimes there's seven if there's a non-con. Like I'm not a very smart person, as you all well know, but there aren't a lot of you know, it's not a lot of inventory when you get into the media conference play. There's only, you know, five or six league games each week. It feels like there's a lot more than that, but there isn't.
Is the borderline rivalry just rivalry adjacent? It's not really a rivalry.
Yeah, I don't know. Until they start playing for a real for the Golden Banjo, which is what the trophy should be, and the Battle of Branson, that should be the name of that rivalry.
I think that's what it should be. I think Sam should put up the bowling ball this year. You know, it's a winner take all. It's a loser leave town match.
I don't know. Maybe we should start our own trophy. We'll get a golden banjo and we'll award it to the winner.
We'll give it to somebody in Missouri with the understanding that you have to bring it back.
Yeah,
If Arkansas ever wins a game, you got to bring it back.
Yeah. In fact, from this point forward, since we do not acknowledge the borderline rivalry, I suspect, I propose we only refer to it as the Battle for Branson. That's the name of it. That's what I'm saying.
But that's in Missouri.
Yes, but most of the Arkansans vacation there.
Now there is a state. There is a city which straddles the two states. That's Thayer.
Okay.
So we can call it the Battle for Thayer.
Yeah, that rolls off the tongue.
I'm just thinking.
What is there to do in Thayer?
Makes no sense.
Well, what state is it in?
Both. Look it up.
This is a terrible idea. because most of Arkansas goes to Branson to vacation.
Okay.
That's why it makes sense.
All right.
We get to raise a flag at City Hall with a Razorback on it.
What city in Arkansas can we afford to give up?
I don't know.
Pick one. We'll give that up, and then we'll pick a city of Missouri.
What are we giving up here? I don't know. Where are we not heard? I don't want to upset anybody. All right. Anyway, we're giving away the golden banjo here. We're gonna force our way onto the field, and we're gonna give away our own trophy because the way they do it is stupid. So we're gonna do it the proper way. That's what I think.
Well, we're going to do it our way.
That's right. The proper way.
we're getting a lot of questions here on Bloody Marys or mimosas, the proper morning football drink.
These texts coming in on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I don't know.
I'm a Bloody Mary guy.
You're a Bloody Mary man, all right?
It's an Irish thing.
Of course. You know how to drink.
Well,
that's for sure.
We invented it. So,
that's right.
Okay. Now they're coming in.
Okay.
There's a vote for Eldo. I like Eldo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not reading any of these towns. I like all of these towns for one reason or another. I'm not doing this. 866-285-4005. Battle for Branson is what is the correct answer. I'm sorry. There's an alliteration. Everybody goes there. You could raise a flag right by a Dolly Stampede. You know, is it a Mizzou flag this year or an Arkansas flag? That's what you do.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. This one was submitted by Zach yesterday. Can you wear jeans more than once before you wash them?
No.
Yes, you can.
91% of people said yes.
All right. America is
only
healing.
8% of people said no.
That's right.
Zach.
They're wrong.
Very, okay, very powerful minority there, 8%.
Okay, this is my favorite poll question of the day.
Okay.
Heathcliff or Garfield?
Garfield all day long.
What do the people say?
Okay, so 84% said Garfield.
That's correct.
But
okay,
Heathcliff
okay,
had a pretty good showing.
No, he didn't.
16% is not a good showing.
That is a good showing since That's Garfield libertarian. Is really popular.
No, no. 84% is a landslide. You're taking the L's today.
I love Heathcliff. I look at the comic every single day.
Okay.
Heathcliff, by the way, a ripoff of Garfield. Garfield was first. Same.
No.
That's true. That's what happened.
How do you put on chapstick? Do you move the chapstick or move your head?
Good question.
What?
Ruskin moves his head.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, somehow he does both.
Versatile.
Well, since I don't use chapstick, I'm not qualified to answer this question.
You don't use chapstick?
No. It's Carmex.
He's one of these disgusting Carmex people.
Carmex. That's a chapstick.
Carmex is not chapstick.
What
now,
is it?
It could fall under the... Chapstick is a brand name. It's like saying jacuzzi.
Chapstick is chapstick.
Band-Aid.
Chapstick is chapstick, yes. Carmex is not chapstick. You want to say lip balm?
It's fine. A lip balm.
Lip balm.
Fine. Yes.
How do you put on your lip balm?
Thank you.
Who told you to balm on it? I don't know you put the balm on it.
96% of people said they moved the chapstick.
We have an off-record vote here. Head coach at the University of Arkansas, Michael Neighbors, says Garfield.
Right.
Is superior in every single way.
I love Heathcliff.
He's in that box with a blanket over him sleeping. Although the best part of the Garfield cartoon is Odie. And that's not...
What about Bob? Poor Bob.
Bob? John?
Was it John?
John Arbuckle?
Yeah, John Arbuckle. What about him?
He's stupid.
Yeah, but the
He's
poor guy's
He's a blundering idiot.
The guy's got talking animals and he doesn't even know
it. No. Well, Odie doesn't talk. That's another reason he's great.
Then how does he communicate?
But I don't know. They figure it out somehow. They get by. I don't know how. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Odie. Big Odie fan here.
And the last one, I can't remember who it was submitted by, but do you spend more or less than the recommended 2 minutes brushing your teeth? 55% of people said less.
That's disgusting. People need to go to the dentist.
24% of people said that they spend more time, though. And 20% say they spend exactly 2 minutes.
My toothbrush has a timer on it, I don't know.
Yep. Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, me too.
Oh.
Yeah, you hit the button, and then when it's done, you're done.
I don't time myself, but I think I brush my teeth for a while.
It's 30 seconds. Like, it does a little pulse thing, and then you switch to another. Like, I always start upper front. And then the thing vibrates.
Wait a minute.
Pulsates, and then I go upper back.
Okay, this is actually a worthwhile discussion.
Okay, finally.
Finally, we got into something useful. When you brush your teeth, you start upper front?
Upper front, yeah. And then I go upper back.
Wait, what side?
All over.
No. Where? All across. When you place the toothbrush in your mouth.
Front.
I do.
Well, I don't know, molars, bicuspids. Okay. I don't know what they're called.
I do the left side of my face. Front.
I'm lower right.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, I start on the lower right.
Wait, you brush with your left hand?
No, brush with my right hand.
Yeah, that's his
right hand. So you start the opposite?
No, start lower right. God, this is stupid. You start lower right. I work my way around the front, then the inside, and then go up.
See, I always figured that the thing pulsates every 30 seconds, and it's 2 minutes, and I thought that the four zones were upper, front and back, and then lower front and back. I didn't know you went left to right. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, that's yeah, that's what I do.
I start on the right side of my. I save the molars in the back.
Front of my teeth for like the last thing.
But Ryan, that's when you have the least toothpaste on your toothbrush. That doesn't make sense.
Ryan in Paris says lower right is the only way to start. You absolutely need to finish in the front. That's just insane. BE
Why?
Is a top right toothbrush starter.
The front teeth are the most important teeth.
Right.
So that you need the most toothpaste for those. You don't have all the toothpaste by the end.
Yeah, but
it's
you
gone.
Eat all of
well,
your food.
Well, the toothpaste doesn't disappear.
Stupid.
Yes, it does.
This no, it doesn't.
This is literally the dumbest thing we've ever argued. All the food that you eat is in your molars. You start with your molars.
What's a molar?
Those are the things in the back.
Oh, the okay. things you eat with.
What's an incisor? Where are those?
Those are the ones that's these right here, right?
Well, the pointy ones are the canines. That one makes sense to me because they look like dog teeth, only they're sawed off or whatever. The dogs have those big pointy ones. Those are canines. I understand that part. I know dental work. I know dentistry. What are you talking about? Not home dentistry.
Abner wants to know if anybody moves their head instead of the toothbrush.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can't do that. No, that's a no.
I also have to like be constantly perched over the sink so you don't get any you know slippage there. You know what
Bottom
I mean?
Right. Is where you start.
Start bottom right.
Bottom right. right. It's like the Hollywood right. squares. Bottom right.
Well, you always start at the center square with the Paul Lind or Paul Lind Joan or Joan Rivers Godfrey. Or whoever. Gilbert Gottfried. Mm-hmm. They're doing a new Hollywood squares with a Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This fall on CBS. Or January. Right. Winter, I guess. Yeah.
Is she in the center square or hosting?
Probably the center square.
Okay,
since she's,
yeah. As long
as
she's not hosting.
No. Nate Burleson's hosting.
All right, I'm
from
out.
From the NFL
that.
Today.
Yeah, no, thanks.
I like Nate Burleson.
Nate's fine. Nate is fine.
Well, they can't bring back Peter Marshall. He's like 105.
Did we lose him yet?
He's alive.
Ah,
he's alive.
Now, here's a good
Donald
question.
Donald Sterling's still
Who
alive.
Who brushes
too.
In the shower?
Nobody does that.
Me.
No.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's multitasking.
No, I don't do that. No. At the sink. That's what you do.
No. You multitask.
I multitask.
Yeah. Well, you do.
It goes.
You sit in the shower.
Goes,
you write
brush
notes
my
down.
Teeth. Put You're shampoo. Like, then body wash.
You're like Kramer. You could make a salad in there. You remember that? Seinfeld where Kramer does everything in the shower. Puts a garbage disposal in. Puts a TV in there. That's what DQ should do. Put a TV in there.
Also, Heathcliff was created first.
I don't believe these
it
facts.
It was syndicated later, but it was created in 1973.
Well,
great year.
He may have went first, but the Jim Davis...
So Garfield...
Jim Davis and Garfield
stole
got it
right. from Peter Gallagher. That's Jim, the creator of Heathcliff.
Jim Davis got it right.
Jim Davis made it funny.
That's right. Oh, well, let's see here.
We're having a Munsters Adams Family discussion here.
Oh, I love those. What side are you on?
Munsters.
Okay. The Munsters is more traditional humor. Mm-hmm. The Addams Family is more madcap, like craziness, you know, with Uncle Fester putting a light bulb in his mouth and all that stuff.
If you can give me a better moment in the Addams Family than when Herman Munster tried out for the Dodgers.
That's a really good moment.
Okay? There's nothing better than that.
I watched that a few weeks ago. Someone
great.
Put it up. I mean,
absolutely
it was, yeah.
great.
Yeah. Yeah, the Munsters is good. The Addams Family, though, is also good. It's just more, you know, zaniness mm-hmm.
yes.
than the Munsters. And really, the Munsters is really just a vehicle for a grandpa and Herman. Like, it's their show, right?
Okay. Yep.
Right, yeah. Addams Family, it's more, split. Like, you'll have they'll focus on Morticia, and then they'll focus on Fester, and then, Wednesday. Like, the whole deal kind of moves around.
Okay.
Cousin It.
Vivian DiCarlo was Lily Munster.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
She was in Ten Commandments.
She was, she was a trained actress. Like, Broadway skilled actress, and she wound up doing the Munsters. That's what she's best known for, and that's a shame.
It is a shame.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yeah. That's right. Lily Munster. Oh, well. Grandpa Munster, Al Lewis, he was a kick, man.
Oh, yeah. Till the very end, man. Yeah, he stayed in character for about 50 years.
He did. He always wore it late in life. He'd always go on Stern, and he'd have like one of those bolo ties on every time. It was really strange. I think he had a restaurant, too. Like Grandpa Munster's restaurant or something. Like it was one of those.
When did we lose?
Had a lot going
we
on.
Lose
yeah.
It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Probably 10
Al
years
Lewis ago. Has been gone for a while.
So in 2006?
Yeah. been a
wow.
minute. Yeah. Fred Gwynn died in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he died right after
My Cousin Vinny, yeah. After Judge Chamberlain Haller.
Great, great movie.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Scott points out that Eddie from the Munsters lives outside Conway, Arkansas.
Butch Patrick.
Yeah, Butch Patrick lives down there.
He's still around here?
Yep.
Why?
Well,
because of the California taxes? Is that why?
City of roundabouts, man.
Oh. Can we get Eddie Munster to come to one of these Comic-Cons or something? We can talk to him?
I'm sure he does one a year
or
two.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he does all those. Is that woman that played Elvira still alive? Remember her on TV?
Yeah. What was her name?
Elvira.
No. She had an actual name.
I don't know. Well, why was Marilyn normal in the Munsters? Does anybody know that? Why is that?
Pat
Priest played Marilyn.
Well, she was the second.
God, what
Marilyn.
What a stupid. Why do I know that?
There was an original Marilyn that was, I think, in the pilot.
I think you're right about that.
And apparently she was difficult to work with.
You can't have difficult.
I mean, not like J-Lo difficult, apparently, but DQ, what's going on with J-Lo? Why is she taking so much heat this week?
She was going on some tour, you know, I don't know why artist managers set these artists up to fail by booking them, you know, big stadiums that they cannot fill.
Mm-hmm.
But so she canceled this whole tour.
Oh.
She said to spend time with family, family, which you think is cheating, but it's because they didn't sell anywhere close to the amount of tickets that they needed to.
So when we saw that video of Ben Affleck shutting the door and rolling his eyes as he got, I mean, he was onto something. We just didn't know about it.
Well, that was years ago, that video.
Oh, no. It does. Look, this didn't happen overnight. She was catching strays on one of the daytime talk shows the other day.
It was because she canceled tour.
Ben Affleck has learned very publicly the painful lesson of the backslide, which is for a minute it's fun and then it ain't. All those problems are still there.
Never go back.
No.
Ever.
Because listen, the backslide for a minute. Oh,
it's fun.
Hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Hey. And J-Lo, my God, can you imagine? But
I can.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. But then, I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, you're still the same awful person I broke up with all those years ago.
Yep.
This is stupid. What are we doing? That's what he's like.
Is she quietly quitting?
What? Music?
Good.
Yeah.
Who wants to listen to that?
I've never listened to a J-Lo song, I don't think.
I can't find any, artistic or, entertaining value in any J-Lo song that's ever been made. Like, there's no value in any of it. It's noise.
Well, she's wearing it on
it's
the socials.
It's noise.
And, there's a video that went out that had 10 celebrities who won't work with her. And it's all the same excuse. She's incredibly difficult to work with. And, you know, incredible. Like Rihanna, who, by the way, is incredibly difficult to work with, will not work with her at all.
Well, that makes sense, then.
Abner's texting Grandpa Al Lewis and J-Lo in the same segment. This is why he loves this show.
You know, Al Lewis generated more for American pop culture than J-Lo did. I mean, honestly, let's be real about this.
She was on, in Living Color?
She was a fly girl, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah. But, I mean, name like none of those songs are any good. None of them. They're not any good.
She's had one or two.
You can't come in here and say that Taylor Swift's entire body of work is crap and then say that J-Lo has good songs.
I said she had one or two.
That is erroneous.
I said she had one or two that I would recognize.
Oh, okay, that you would recognize.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
I'm not saying these are all-timers. I'm just saying there's one or two I would recognize.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. I guess that's okay. Thanks. Hey, who do you like in the J-Lo shot contest?
Oh, yeah.
I think you go first.
I have some thoughts on this. So I ranked them today in order of how I think this would finish. There are a couple things that we have to take into account. One is that we don't know how many UVA fans are going to show up with JMU fans.
Okay. UVA is not even going to crack 1,000, as far as I can tell.
But if they bring their JMU buddies,
they hate each other, don't they?
Yeah, but you know, there's a common denominator between JMU and UVA, and it usually starts with Evan and ends with Williams. if these two superpowers get together, they could make a run here. But here's in descending order. I think Virginia will finish last.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
7, A&M.
Okay.
I don't think A&M I think they're going to be too busy putting on their gas station attendant uniforms, doing their stuff. They're too.
Would you like me to check the oil, ma'am? Yes.
UNC will finish sixth because I don't think UNC is going to be there that long.
I like this.
Five, Kentucky.
Okay.
Four, Florida State.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised by that.
Now, three, Tennessee.
Really? Okay. Yes. All right.
Two,
NC
State.
Okay.
And here's why.
Yeah.
NC State's had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
You know how bad your year has been? NC State's had the opposite.
180 degrees.
Their men's Final Four.
Or 540, as Ty would say.
Yeah, a 10-20.
10-20.
They had a men's team went to the Final Four. The women went to the Final Four. Now their baseball team's in Omaha. And their football team's good. So they've had a good year. I think they are there to celebrate and wind down the year. They'll finish second and winning it. Claiming getting the SEC back into it. Florida. I think Florida will be there. These people still wear jorts and weave belts.
Okay.
They have nothing to live for.
Well, let's be honest. When you're going to talk about the Jell-O shot consumer, there's a certain trashy element that
clientele
you have to consider.
The
clientele is trashier. Right. Okay.
Florida.
Florida. Don't sleep on Tennessee. That's a trashy place.
They wrote
all right?
a song about it.
I mean, they celebrate having a telephone. I mean, it's a trashy place, all right? This automatically eliminates Virginia because they think they're better than everybody else.
Yes,
and also, I don't think they have Brie at the Jell-O Shot place.
The thing
so
is,
they're out.
If they bring JMU folks check all the boxes.
Okay. All right.
But you're right about Tennessee.
There it is. You'll always be home sweet home to me. I don't like that song. I thought that Tony Vitello rant was rambling and pointless after the game the other night. I know everybody's like going nuts about it on the internet. It made no sense to me at all.
Yeah, but he's
like 1 minute he's crying in a bathroom, and then he
he's just
rambling. He had no point. Dave's stories have a point. The parables have a point.
You have to get them
with
in.
Dave. Tony, that make no sense.
You got to get the stories in.
Completely overrated.
In the regional.
That's right. I think Florida State has an elitist quality to them. I don't think they'll compete in this.
Well, you've never been to Tallahassee.
I have been to Tallahassee.
Tallahassee is a sewer.
But their fans are a little bit, you know, I think they're, they're a little bit more highbrow than this. So I don't think they'll compete. Kentucky, again, it's
first time, I think they want to enjoy it. I don't think they want to lose memory.
I think it's an SEC title to lose, though.
Florida.
Now, your NC State point is spot on because NC State's the one we hate.
This is the end of the year party for them.
Yes, right. And, you know, this is like, I think they're in a prime position like Tennessee because they've been a couple times now. So they kind of know the lay of the land and how this all works. And, you know, they got all that tobacco money to just, you know, buy 5,000 shots at a time at the bar. So, I mean, you got that too.
Now, with Kentucky, you also have to take into account that that's a bourbon state.
Yeah.
Jell-O shots may be beneath the office.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking about that. Right. Yeah, exactly. It's beneath them. Yes. So I think it's Florida, Tennessee, and maybe NC State.
DQ keep an eye on it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We'll be all over this.
DQ, we have the page booked, right? Fantastic. Yeah, we're on it.
And, of course, all of this goes to some sort of a charitable cause or something there in Omaha,
allegedly,
which is great. So that's good.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
I will try to compartmentalize all of the wedding stuff into like one corner of the show. When it takes over the whole show, frankly, I don't think it's that interesting to anybody listening. So
let me ask you this.
We'll try and keep it in one corner.
Does it burn a segment? Several segments?
I just don't think to have it be a through line through the whole thing, I don't think anybody cares. You know what I mean?
Again, you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. That's why we're here. We're here to waste your time.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, I got my sprinkler guy's on the phone here.
Oh, I'm sorry. DQ, do you have a sprinkler guy?
No.
866-285-4005 if you have a sprinkler guy or are the sprinkler guy. I don't have a sprinkler guy. What are you doing with your sprinkler guy?
Well, he's setting it up.
Setting up
for the season. Yeah.
For the season. Yeah. DQ, were you aware that there are sprinkler seasons?
Well, you can't leave it out all winter. It'll blow up or something.
You know, for the plebeians.
Okay, for those of you who are, the common clay of the New West.
For those of you that are broke.
You got to put the backflow on and,
backflow.
You do have a lot of backflow. I got to text this guy. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. But no, please.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Please text your sprinkler guy. We certainly can't have you, having brown spots in your yard.
Yes. And we do, and it's bothering both of us, honestly.
Maybe you should get out there and do something about it. No?
Well, that's what the sprinklers are for, right? Aren't they?
Sure.
Yes?
Okay.
Maybe you just have bad grass.
Yeah.
In the yard.
Maybe you're the problem.
That is a shady spot, and it's kind of tough there.
DQ, spot. Dr. K would like to know he's a 4, but he has a sprinkler system.
Doesn't bother me.
I make no apologies for my lifestyle. I don't care.
I like a good front yard.
Make all the jokes you want. I don't care. Anyway, we'll try and keep this in one corner of the show because there are humorous parts of this that I think are, but I don't think it's, worthy of doing the whole thing on. Now, here's the big news of the day. The big, bold-faced headline news of the day. Yes. They have thrown Joey Chestnut out of the hot dog eating contest.
This feels like a conspiracy to me.
You think so?
I think Big Hot Dog is trying to get rid of him.
Well, here's what...
What's worse than having a guy win it every single time?
Well,
you need parity.
Here's what's happened.
The NFL model.
So, you have the... what do they call the league?
Major League Eating?
MLE, that's right. Major League Eating. Major League Eating. And the people at Nathan's. They're in cahoots on this deal. Well, Joey Chestnut has got himself some corporate sponsors at Beyond Meat or Impossible Foods.
Not good.
And he wants to eat these plant-based hot dogs. And they're like, no, you can't do that. So they threw him out.
So
this all goes down to money. The Major League Eating says that organizers bent over backwards to meet Chestnut's various other demands. They even agreed to let him participate in a rival Labor Day dog-eating fest to be taped by Netflix, as long as no hot dog brand was mentioned. But they said they drew the line at letting Chestnut pitch for a different hot dog. So he wanted to sponsor, have another hot dog, and they didn't want to do it.
You know what's
going to
happen? Is they're going to be there. Now, that takes place on the 4th of July. And they're going to be there, and they're going to be at the podium, and they're going to pause for a second, and they're going, oh, my God! That's Kobayashi's music! And here comes Kobayashi back in.
Oh, coming out of retirement.
Coming out of retirement. That's Kobayashi's music!
Right.
You watch.
So this is all a... DQ, we didn't explain all this to DQ earlier because, some of it we like to have the surprise on the air. But I told DQ it was politics, and it kind of is. It's politics. It's money.
Yeah, but this sounds like his fault.
Really?
He got himself thrown out of this contest.
Because he took the big veggie
because it's
money.
Called the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. So unless Nathan's creates a vegan hot dog that Joey Chestnut for some reason wants to eat.
Question.
It is Joey Chestnut's fault.
Question. Oh. Okay, so.
He's greedy.
Different disciplines.
Whoa.
Ooh, wow. Different disciplines. But let's say, and we're talking in a vacuum here. Let's say that Quaker State sponsors a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Do they allow the Valvoline car to participate?
Yes, they do.
That's rivals.
Yes, they
they're
do.
Using a. Why? It's the same thing.
Well, they let them do it, though.
Okay. DQ says
it's
no.
It's totally different.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
He got himself in this predicament. And now he's not even going to get to participate.
DQ is a member of Gen. You're Gen what? Gen Z?
Z.
Your personal accountability take is very surprising. You guys blame everybody everything.
This one is his fault. I was about to, because just knowing what you guys told me before about him just getting thrown out because he took a sponsorship. I was going to...
Man's got to live, right?
I was...
Non-competes are dead.
He was offered by Nathan's and MLE. He was offered a $1.2 million four-year contract going forward, and he turned it down. I guess the veggie people got more money than that.
That's
I don't know.
Not bad money.
$1 million
yeah.
to go eat and then throw up 20 minutes later? That's how that works, by the way. Y'all know that, right? Like, he's not eating all the food. All right, good. Just checking on that. Yeah. Wow. MLE also said in a statement, that's Major League Eating again, we are devastated to learn that Joey Chestnut has chosen a to represent a rival brand that sells plant-based hot dogs rather than competing in the 2024 Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Let's go.
I don't
to
know
the,
if I'd call it rival.
Let's go to the authority on this. DQ, is a vegan hot dog meat with a little M?
It's not meat.
No, it's not. What is?
It's not meat at all.
What is that?
So vegan hot dogs are that's not meat.
Well, but no, it's you impossible.
Were, you were
meat.
Squarely in the camp that vegan chicken was real chicken.
Well, you can call it chicken,
no,
but
can't.
I'm aware that it's not. It's called vegan chicken. It's called a vegan hot dog.
This is why everybody's such in a bad mood all the time. All this stuff is so confusing. We've got burgers, and we have Impossible Burgers that aren't burgers because they didn't come in from a cow, but they still call them burgers. Chicken's not from a chicken. We've got people punching each other in the face in the parking deck. It's chaos. Chaos, I tell you. All this stuff. I remember when a hot dog was a hot dog, by all God, right. and we put mustard on it, and we liked it.
This is a call. This is a callback from the way back. B.E. says, we will soon see Joey Chestnut at a Razorback game stuck in traffic biting someone's nose.
That's right. Biting the nose.
You
I'm sorry.
B.E.
I said punching him in the face. It was biting the nose. I forgot.
That's funny. Go take a laugh. That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's outstanding.
What am I going to do July 4th at 11 a.m. now before the grill gets hot?
Probably the same thing.
I can't watch this now. I can't watch this.
No?
Joey Chestnut's not in. Unbelievable.
I think it's better. For
really?
The game.
Oh, you think it's better for the game?
Someone else will win.
Oh, yeah. You're one of these people that doesn't want stars
like
in the NCAA
parody.
Tournament?
No, no, no.
You like Cinderella's?
No, that's not that. It's he did this to himself, so now
again,
they'll get to be another winner.
Does this open it up for Eater X?
Is that what his name is?
It'll only that's be like 40 hot dogs instead of 60. I don't remember what last year's second place
was. He needs to enter it under an alias and wear one of those Lucha Libre masks. Rips off the mask and the rival T-shirt.
It's like
at the end
of it. He could be in like a Grim Reaper thing or whatever,
right.
And then he pulls the hood off like Vince McMahon did. It's me, Austin.
Right?
Yeah, they could do that.
Oh man.
Number two ranked eater in the world right now is Jeffrey Esper.
Oh boy, I thought we were in a different direction there.
You gotta be like, careful with that one, Jeffrey. I'd change your name, buddy. I'll just tell you right now.
I thought you were gonna start with D. Jeffrey Dahmer.
No. He's unavailable. I'm sorry. Yeah. Woo. Everybody's got to feel like this is wide open in the rest of these in these standings here.
Bigger injustice, Joey Chestnut or Caitlin Clark? DQ, let's go to you.
Neither of these are injustices.
By the way, you made a great point about Caitlin Clark.
What's that?
The only one handling this with class is Caitlin Clark.
No, the only person that everything they say is pitch perfect out of their mouth every single time is Caitlin Clark. Yeah. Any other meatball in the media that's talking about this just sounds like an idiot. I mean, it's crazy. And then they sent me a sound clip this morning. Some idiot asked Caitlin Clark about Dan Hurley. Like, when did Caitlin Clark become like the basketball? God bless her. Like, she's a wonderful person, I'm sure. And she handles this with the utmost in grace and class. But why do we care what she thinks about Dan Hurley?
What is she supposed to do? She just sits there.
She knows nothing about this situation. It doesn't involve her.
It's not her fault. She's stuck.
No, it's not her fault. That's exactly right.
What has happened is she went from this cozy little corner of the world in Iowa to just dealing with the rest of us.
Yeah.
And now.
It is not her fault.
It is not her fault.
That's 1,000% true. Mm-hmm. Not her fault. I mean, it's just like anytime there's a basketball issue, like I'm surprised she hasn't been asked about Calipari coming to Arkansas yet. Hey, Caitlin, what do you think about Coach Cal moving down to Arkansas? I mean, they're asking her like any basketball question ever. I mean, at 20-something years old, you're not equipped with the perspective to answer any of these questions.
No.
I mean, come on. And maybe the Olympic thing, maybe she's in on it because she just wants some time off. Has anyone considered that? Maybe she's in on it. Maybe she's like, look, If I'm going to be at the end of the bench, I don't want to go. I could use the break. I've been going nonstop.
Does she need the aggravation?
No, she doesn't need the aggravation. Right. She's got plenty of aggravation. She's on the worst team in the league.
Somebody on the interweb suggested that NBC hire her as the analyst for the basketball.
Well, there are another couple options here. We could find out if she has if she could do one of those 23andMe things. We could see if she could play for any other country.
Also true.
Or we could put her in the 3-on-3 basketball thing.
Boy, that'd be fun.
Because that's a thing this year. The 3-on-3.
They'd take her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, here. 866-285-4005. Yeah, why haven't they asked Caitlin Clark about Trevin Brazil coming back? I mean, she's the expert on everything. Like, the media has appointed her, like, Ms. Basketball on all aspects. And, like, she's terrific, but she's nobody at that age is equipped with all the perspective needed to answer all this stuff. By the way, I saw an article that I hated today on on college basketball. They're adding more video replay, just what we wanted. To watch refs look at a TV screen even more during a basketball game. Like, at this point, like, they're not even trying to, like, save the game. Nobody's trying. No one is minding the story here. That's what we want is more replay.
More refs.
Good. We get to watch Doug Shouse watch TV for another 5 minutes a game. Fantastic. I hate it. They should go back to... If I was in charge, we'd go back to the 90s replay rules, which is there's no replay unless there's a fight. Then we're getting replayed.
No blood, no
replay.
That's it.
That's the only time. Figure it out. Big Keith is on the phone here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Big Keith.
Hey, Big Keith up in the house. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, welcome back, Zach.
Thanks.
I know it's a couple days late probably or something, but I ain't called in since you got back, but you were missed, buddy.
I didn't get that feeling, but okay.
Well, yeah, you were. I was going to tell you, man. I thought it was just me. You just don't talk about somebody eating something. And his first name is Jeffrey, you know. I was freaking out too. I was like, "What the heck?" And then that Joey Chestnut thing. Man, I am so sick of him. I've been sick of him for years. He's been doing this since what the. Maybe the late 80s or maybe the early 90s?
What you got against Joey? The guy has no talent whatsoever. This is what he does. This is his God-given gift.
I like to see new people.
Hey, you don't like them? Beat them. Beat them.
The I love seeing VCU in the Final Four argument. Yes, that's right. We don't want to see stars.
I wanted to see Zach go up there because everybody knows. Have a good one.
What do we want to do about this? This is out of control now.
I don't know.
It's out of control now. Big Keith, you're banned.
Woo!
There, I said it.
Swift justice.
Yeah, no more. No more of this. This ends now.
Okay.
This ends now. I'm putting my foot down.
All right.
Enough of this. We now have two people banned from this show. Brian and Ozark and Big Keith.
Not great company.
Effective immediately. DQ, he's banned.
I second.
Okay, all right. Wow. Okay. There it is. Are you abstaining from voting?
I'll abstain.
You going to vote for yourself?
Look, man, if that's all Big Keith has going on in his life, fine. I don't care.
It's just, we can't have this sort of inappropriate humor on these airwaves every day. I mean, it's just
clean,
not.
Clean Christian airwaves.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, God's listening for crying out loud. We got to keep this somewhat sophisticated. I mean, seriously.
The morning show and the midday show swear a lot. I mean, we gotta tone it down.
Right, exactly. And we're the show for nuns. Oh,
sure.
And monks.
Yeah, and monks.
So we got to, keep it respectable. All right, so he's banned. Okay, very good. All right. Let's see here. This is ESPN Arkansas on the Hit That Line Now app. If you want to call in and try and get banned, 866-285-4005.
Dr. K now supporting Keith getting a sponsor like Brian has.
All right.
Mongo, he had kids in the car.
See, exactly.
That's exactly why.
Right, yeah,
I'm on board.
All right, 3-0.
We'll make it a clean sweep.
The panel has voted.
Right. This is an 80s NBA first-round sweep, 3-0.
The stewards, are there three stewards at the horse racetrack? Yeah. Stewards ruling is final, by the way, so this is it. I'm sorry. You tried to stretch it. You had
a double.
The phone call had one premise, and it was pretty good. And then you tried to stretch it a little too far, and now we got to throw you out. That's the way it is. But it was a one-premise bit the entire time, right?
Yes.
There was one joke.
Right.
It was him making fun of you. That was the joke.
It wasn't funny.
And now it's over. That's right. Yeah.
It was all right.
The first couple were good. The key to calling this, let me tell you, it's the Joe and Avoca model. Do we hear from Joe every day? No. Do we hear from Big Mike every day? No. But when they have something, you got to pick your spots. You can't call every day because you don't have material every day. We don't have material every day.
Now they're just piling on. Mitchell and Fort Smith is texting. Should have banned him the first time he called in and said, Big Keith of the house. Hate him. Don't even know him. Brian and Gravitt.
That's cruel.
Should have banned him for introducing himself in the third person.
That's cruel and unusual, and I don't agree with that. We can't have these sort of body part humor around
Abner
here. We can't
petitioning
have
for a limited suspension.
Abner denied.
Woo. Wow.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Anyway, I have a, when you're ready for it, yeah, I have a drive for five update, if you would like that.
Hang on, do I have, tell you what, give me 30 seconds. Let me find some appropriate drive for five music.
The drive for five, for those who, I'll explain while you look this up. The drive for five is the Arkansas Edge Collective's drive to get 5,000 members by the start of football season. And every week we provide an update here on how it's going.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. You ready?
All right. Here we go.
All right. It's nothing from nothing. It's Billy Preston, 66. WNBC.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You gotta have damn something. Not one this week.
Yeah, they are still holding firm, Zachary, at 793 members.
That's not good.
In the goal for 5,000.
That's absolutely terrible.
What happened? Everybody was on fire, and now it's nothing. Because this is failing rather quickly, let me be an on-pace guy. Hold on. They got 793. All right, let's just be able to figure this out. All right, 5,000 minus 793. Okay, they're 4,207 away. Divided by 79 days till football. Mm-hmm. They need 53 members a day to reach their goal. 53 a day. Is that right? 79 days left. I heard that at the top of the hour, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4,207 divided by 79. Yeah, they need 53 people a day to sign up to hit 5,000. So because that's not going to happen, I saw that the latest thing, you know, the people in the media who have been compromised and are doing their bidding to try and spin this as being successful. They've announced some sort of partnership with a credit card company where a portion of your spending with the credit card goes into the NIL till.
The first ploy was, just give us your money. Then we'll give you Propaganda Plus. That didn't work.
Right.
Now
then we'll give you a bunch of crappy gear.
And now
that doesn't have a hog on it that nobody wants. Yes.
And now it's you have to go into credit card debt?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, you had to go into debt at the beginning. Right. You know, because you're not giving your paycheck.
They're not getting 3% cash back.
In the beginning, they just wanted your cash. Now they're willing to take your credit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! It's not great. Not great.
I mean, the next step is you're going to be selling belly wraps and be like, you know, you go recruit three friends and then they get three friends. And then they get three. Well, it's belly wraps or Avacare, whatever the hell the crap is. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, that's what's next. So, you hog fans, I mean, you better step it up here. They need 53 people a day to reach their goal. Oh, it's been a couple months ago. A few months ago, maybe. Yeah. They relaunched the collective again. I don't know. Boy. The drive for 5,000. We'll be keeping you updated throughout the summer on how this is going here on Ruskin and Zach. I'm amazed by this because usually the things that we make fun of is not a great description.
Bring light to.
The things we shed light on, most people are like, well, we'll show them. And then they go and they support that. Like, you know, whenever we get, you know, whenever somebody gets mad at us, then usually the people on the other side experience great success on the other side of this, right?
How many did you say they need a day?
They need 53 a day.
I'm sharing this with an SEC coach.
Okay. All right. 53 a day.
Yikes.
So I'm surprised that because of our quote-unquote anti-collective rhetoric that people haven't flooded the coffers in droves. It's like, well, we'll show those idiots. Watch this. Ha! I want to make those guys look bad. Look at this. And it hasn't happened yet. So I don't know what the deal is with this.
Boy.
Maybe people realize it's a scam. Maybe that's what it is. The consumer is smarter than they anticipated.
Second attorney points out I have a better chance of getting married than them reaching 5,000.
Well, so do I.
Well, you're getting a ring.
In 4 days.
Yeah. Right. Let's see here.
That's right.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Anyway, there's your update on the drive for five. And again, why they put, I'm going to say the same thing every week until they change it. Why they put the precise number on this website, I have no idea.
That's the worst thing they could do.
What? Like, if you want to put a percentage, and by the way, it's 16%.
That seems worse.
Yeah.
That's worse. Worse.
Well, what can we put there that sounds positive? How can we help them out? How can we spin
this? We've tried. You know what? We have extended the olive branch numerous times, and they've rejected us at every time.
All right.
You know what? You're on your own.
Go pound sand, then.
Enjoy the dinghy in the middle of the ocean. Good luck. Good luck.
We're doing our part here, folks.
Random guys.
We're doing our part.
All they ever have to do is tell us where the money's going.
Well, you know where it's going. To buy someone an apartment, to get a nice car for somebody, to give them a better lifestyle than you have.
Yep.
That's where it's going. We know where the money's going. That's not the question. We know where it's going.
Well, we think we know where it's
There's
going.
There's a lakefront property that they're interested in, and this will help them, you know, towards a down payment.
Right.
While you're, living in your duplex, that you've been living in for 30 years or whatever. I mean, that's what it is.
Hey, you don't need lights.
That's right.
Hey, it's daylight outside until 9 p.m., and candles are good at night. They're romantic.
We are actually trying to help them. That's just not.
We did try. We did try.
They're not receptive to it.
So nope. Didn't want our help.
Fine. That's the most powerful show in the state right now. But hey, no, whatever. Fine. Don't use us. That's okay. All right. Fine.
You know what? Hang on to your money. You know how to spend it.
That's right. Hold on to it tight. Never let it go. Now, DQ and Zach, you have, I believe, some nautical news here.
We can do that now?
You are, we can. We've got the SEC report coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes or so.
It's very scary nautical news.
This is not good.
No.
It's nautical news.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me grab this real quick. So I saw this this morning, and this is a little alarming. A steam vessel, the Michipicoten, I may be pronouncing it, hit something, and I'm going to read this here in a second, but hit an object, and the collision was enough that it began taking on water in 150 feet of water. It says the Coast Guard stated on Saturday the 8th that at 6:53 local time they received information that the bulk carrier, the Michipicoten, had hit a submerged object that was taking on water approximately 35 miles southwest of Isle Royale in the Great Lakes. Promptly, the Coast Guard Air Station in Traverse City, Michigan, I don't want to offend the Uper, deployed a helicopter and a Bayfield boat to assist the distressed vessel. It was leaning. It had started listing at 15%. So if you think about it, 15%. It was starting to go down, Captain.
And listing is bad.
Listing is not what you want when you're on a boat. Okay. 11 of the 22 crew members had been taken to safety. The pumps, which are on the boat to keep it from sinking, actually did their job. They've got it back to 5 degrees, and it managed to limp its way to Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh.
Now, the question is, you were in 150 feet of water. Mm-hmm. What did you hit that was big enough?
The ground.
But there's no ground at 150 feet of water.
Okay.
You hit something pretty sizable out there. It did enough damage to have that boat take on water.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Hmm.
So it's still taking on water?
Back in the port. It is being assessed for damages.
All right.
Crew is safe, but I'm with Dr. K on this. He hit the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Nessie.
Scott, this is Scott's right. This is a Big Mike question.
Yeah.
What is in the middle of the Great Lakes? Hang on, let me make sure I think it was Lake Erie. As DQ said, the most useless of the Great Lakes.
Is it, or is that Huron? And you never hear about anything at Huron.
Erie caught on fire.
Erie has a canal.
That's true. That's very true.
Huron's got nothing going on up there.
No, this thing was loaded with a low-grade iron ore.
Oh, boy. You know, it's crazy, the stuff that we're transporting around. Like, you never think about it. We're moving iron ore.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's got to get somewhere.
Right?
You never think about it. You never know.
So that's your nautical news for the day. The Michipicoten.
Yes.
Listing.
Okay. But the situation is under control, apparently.
In theory.
They're assessing.
Right.
Which is like, is that the hull? Okay. Like, that's an assessment right there. Like, I don't know how it could be more complicated than that.
Justin claiming that the water level is low enough that they hit the Edmund Fitzgerald. Right?
Whoa. Okay, now we're on to something. This is worlds colliding here.
All right. Now, JT in Hot Springs points out the 15 degrees.
They probably hit a shipwreck, yeah.
Hear me out on this. JT says 15 degrees, that's almost as many edge members, percentage-wise.
Man.
JT.
That's cruel, JT.
That's not right.
JT in Hot Springs also says, I wonder if other fan bases see Arkansas struggling and make fun of us.
Hang on. I just got text from our bullet point provider.
Yeah, they do.
We have to, according to the notes that will be amended tomorrow, we have to refer to, is it 792?
93.
No, excuse me.
Boy, don't short of one.
Don't short
my
of
God,
one.
Please.
It goes down to 14%. We have to refer to the 793 Arkansas Edge members as enthusiastic Edge members.
Okay, all right. Members.
Yes, that came straight from the building.
You know, every day that they don't get any, like, the number needed to get Chief 5000 goes up.
Yeah.
Like, that's still, math still works that way, right? Like, if it's 53 today, it's close to 54 tomorrow, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. DQ, would you get your dad on the phone? He's an expert on Great Lakes ship disasters and find out what he thinks they hit. Oh, wait a minute. He never got to go to the museum.
We are going this summer.
All right. She said emphatically.
He didn't want to see the locks. We would have already gone.
Okay.
It was his fault.
Great point by Dr. Keg. Trade the Great Lakes for the naming rights to the new ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're getting a new ocean.
The Huron Ocean.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Just name the ocean after an oil company and call it good, right? All right. That's what they should
get
do.
Get a gas company.
Yeah.
Exxon.
The Exxon Ocean. Right. Just do what? Come on. We know what's going on.
So anytime you reference the Edge members, enthusiastic.
The enthusiastic Edge members.
Very enthusiastic. 793.
Well, they care about their Razorbacks, unlike all these other freeloaders out here who just don't care. They want to lose because they're freeloaders. That's what it is. See, I'm on board. I understand the talking points. Also, a nautical news. Yes.
Hi, Fat Carnivores text in. The ship was listing 15%, like Arkansas's NIL.
Okay, so that's not nice. Yeah, see, now you're piling on. See, if we bring it up, fine. But when you add on, you're piling on. That's a penalty. That's a yellow flag.
Scott says 793 hereforth will be known as the few and the proud.
That's right. That's right. Well, they care. You're a bunch of freeloaders out there. And some of you have done time. I mean, there's...
Now, look, I am the only person on this panel that took a class in college called goal setting.
Okay, yes.
Academic requirement when you didn't do so good in the other classes. What if we set small, manageable goals?
Let's try and get 1,000.
What if we got to 800?
Okay.
Let's get to 800.
That's a more realistic goal.
Seven away.
Let's get to 800.
Okay.
And then we'll worry about 801.
Right.
Okay.
Let's get to 800 by June 30th. Can we get 7 signups in 19 days?
7, please. Y'all got to have some disposable income to throw
on.
At this.
Yeah. You hit a scratcher today, something. Come on.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.